President Bush indicated what he expects from his meeting with his Chinese counterpart in comments he made Thursday to a group of American small business leaders.
I'm going to meet with President Hu Jintao, and I look forward to welcoming him to the White House. America values China as a trading partner, but we expect China to live up to its commitments.
President Bush urged China to strengthen protection of U.S. intellectual property rights. The pirating of computer programs, films, and music is a thriving business in China, and U.S. companies say it costs them billions of dollars in lost sales each year. President Bush also pointed to the U.S. trade deficit with China, which has surpassed $200 billion.
China needs to take additional steps to address the trade imbalance between our countries. And China needs to move to a flexible, market-based currency.
Chinese Vice Premier Wu Yi, who is now in the United States heading a major Chinese trade delegation, acknowledged the trade imbalance, but said it is not solely China's fault. She spoke through an interpreter.
However, I think it is unscientific and is unfair to ascribe the U.S. trade deficit issue to China only.
At the same time, though, she said, China is taking concrete steps to increase imports from the United States. These efforts included a multi-U.S. city buying tour during which the Chinese government signed contracts to purchase goods worth more than $16 billion. Wu added that Beijing is taking further steps to improve U.S. intellectual property rights protection, including setting up reporting centers around China and shutting down production lines that make pirated goods. One issue the Chinese official did not talk about, though, was China's currency, which U.S. critics say is artificially undervalued and therefore gives China an unfair trade advantage. Fred Bergsten of the Institute for International Economics said if China does not allow its currency greater freedom, there could be protectionist backlashes in the United States and around the world.
Continued financial misalignment of this type could put a major dent in the global trading system because of the reaction of our own Congress, European parliaments and governments, if it continues much longer.
He added that even if the Chinese president has nothing definite to announce about the currency, he hopes there will at least be some indication of Chinese movement on the issue. This viewpoint was reinforced by Bates Gill from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a public policy organization. Mr. Gill said he believes Chinese economic promises may come in exchange for President Hu receiving what he described as the proper respect and protocol during his White House visit.
He's going to get a lot of that. I think they should be satisfied there. Probably give a little bit on the trade questions, or at least do some signaling about their intention to revalue their currency, and through this massive buying spree here in the United States over the past 2 weeks, try to diffuse a little bit of the rhetoric and threats on the U.S. side on questions of economics and trade.
Gill added that he believes global security issues will also be on the U.S.-China agenda. The two at the top of the list are the nuclear ambitions of Iran and North Korea.
I think President Hu hopes to get out of town with some reassurance that China is still seen as part of the solution, not part of the problem. That's going to require on China's part some stronger reassurance to the United States that they are supportive of our actions to get, not just to stabilize the North Korea situation, not just to stabilize the Iranian situation, but to move it ahead in a direction that the United States wants to see.
Gill says he believes both sides are likely to come away from the summit generally satisfied and happy with the results. He adds that the issue of greater freedom and democratization in China may come up, but is likely to be, in his words, a distant third place to issues the United States is focused on, namely trade and Chinese cooperation on global security issues. For its part, he adds, China's main goal is to show its people back home that it has the White House's respect. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.